The significance of George Floyd's murder and the conviction of the officer who killed him is reverberating around the world. After Floyd's death was captured on a cell phone video, waves of Black Lives Matter protests took place in places like the UK, where many Black Britons say Floyd's death sheds a light on the problems of racism in their country. We wanted to check back on this issue with Kayendi Andrews. He's a professor of Black Studies at Birmingham City University and author of the book, The New Age of Empire, How Racism and Colonialism Still Rule the World. Professor Andrews joins us on Skype. Welcome back.
I'm happy to be here.
Yes, Kayendi, you watched the trial from your home. What's your reaction to the verdict?
I think numb is probably the best way to put it. But honestly, this is just what should have happened. I'm not sure why we'll be celebrating what really should have just been a kind of straightforward open and closed case.
I want to explore that feeling of numbness with you, because we've heard that from many of our guests today, that they felt numb. They felt that this was what was supposed to happen. But where does that numbness come from?
Well, I think it is. It's a recognition of just how low the bar is set, because we've seen this go wrong on so many occasions. The police officer who killed Walter Scott just a few years ago, again, very similar circumstances, a video, black man running away, shot in the back. Police officer got 20 years. I think we recognize that this doesn't really represent anything other than it's the verdict that should have happened, but it's not a landmark moment in any meaningful sense.
Last summer, we saw video of people taking to the streets in different parts of the UK calling for an acknowledgement of Black lives. What's been the sentiment over the last 24 hours there?
The conversations I've been involved in today have almost been like, oh, this is a good moment that we're going to build on, etc. And we've really been around this cycle before, where something happens, there's some kind of response, and then we just settle back into not really addressing the structural problems.
You're watching this all unfold across the pond, so to speak. I want to get into the realities there in the UK. One thing that struck me most about the discourse in the UK is that there's this sense from a significant percentage of the population that racism doesn't exist there. I mean, this is a sentiment that was part of the rebuke against that recent UK report that we talked to you about, that no institutional racism exists in the country. So there are some commonalities with the sentiment here within many segments of society and what you experience there. Where does this leave the Black Lives Matter movement in the UK? Where does it stand right now? What are the key issues that the movement is taking on in your country?
I think they're very similar. So the US is essentially the Europe and the UK generally on steroids. Like, you can just see the violence a lot clearer. You know, the police carry guns, there's mass incarceration, whereas in the UK, the police don't carry guns. But we're still more likely to be killed by the police in suspicious circumstances. And we've seen this massive backlash in the UK against Black Lives Matter, really from the government. Preeti Patel, Home Secretary, saying Black Lives Matter is awful. A policing bill which is going to make it the penalty for defacing a statue is going to be higher than the penalty for rape. So in the UK, I'd say racial relations are worse than they were prior to George Floyd.
Do you think that there is a pathway to police reform there? I mean, what are some measurable, direct first steps that are realistic that you'd like to see taken to get at the racial disparities you see there?
I think actually one of the things in the UK is worse in some ways. So, for instance, we've never had a police officer prosecuted after the death of a black or brown person in police custody in the UK, like never. Like, and there's been a number of really high profile cases. But in the UK, honestly, we're not really even having a proper conversation about things like defunding the police isn't on the agenda here. It really is just, can you get a few more black police officers? So I think in lots of ways we're behind on the discourse and the policy around race in the UK.
Kayendi Andrews is a professor of Black Studies at Birmingham City University in the UK. He's also the author of the book, The New Age of Empire, How Racism and Colonialism Still Rule the World. Professor Andrews, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
Well, as people around the world process this verdict, we wanted to take a moment to listen to some of the voices who have spoken over the last day, starting with Philonis Floyd, George Floyd's brother, who says he's received messages from people throughout the world.
I get calls, I get DMs, people from Brazil, from Ghana, from Germany, everybody, London, Italy, they're all saying the same thing. We won't be able to breathe until you're able to breathe.
Right.
Today, we are able to breathe again.
And that sentiment was shared in cities across the country. The moment was also a moment of reflection. Here's Skip Townsend in Los Angeles.
It's a bittersweet moment to have one moment out of millions. It is literally one moment that we will get to heal out of millions unresolved and vicarious trauma that we suffered through our lifetime.
That sentiment was also shared by Minnesota's Attorney General Keith Ellison.
I would not call today's verdict justice, however, because justice implies true restoration. But it is accountability.
Some of the voices we have heard throughout the day after the conviction of Derek Chauvin.